Do you not know the voice of remembering that leads across the threshold into the home of the wolf who is a friend?
Do you not know that there on this earth our feet are resting, while far away into the future our spirits have been, to teach ourselves the songs that the little ones are singing, that we might call them back from silence again, when on the edge of extinction we travel together to clear out the pathways for the passing of a few true men?
Storms arise on the ocean, clouds move inland from sea. With the electric hand of lightning, the ancients are searching our dreams to be free.
Up and down the shoreline, in and out the coast, weaving among the watchful with all the airs of an ancestral ghost. They move into a mortal body. They look outward with glowing eyes. They grab any heart between their hands, crushing all dreams with their sighs. Around their necks are hammered pendants, living slivers of a silver moon. At each breast there clings a human being, bodies bent into a cryptic rune.
Here there are deer pressing for acorns, searching for a tasting to steal away hunger, hunger with legs walking in the belly of night.
Go hurried into a silence broken by footsteps. Others approach, looking for morning, wanting a sun hidden by half this earth. Into a sounding, a dream of the future, generations sleeping on a tide of cold stars. Into the pathworkings of a million unnoticed, into the ways of a vision turned inside out.
Workings that open into the center of a being whose finest thoughts are like birds in the sky, turning and wheeling, arising in unison, yet conceived apart.
A pathway of liberation leading directly through migration into a fire beacon burning in the heart. Forever each seeker's destiny is always individually the same. Flutter to the light, fall to the flame. Flame holders, fire feeders, smoke tenders, tributaries of glowing light, burn bright without consuming, long dead, empty night. Bed of eons, warm river rising, epic journeys flow in our hearts, wooden souls of stick people rubbed together to touch in tribute until torched before the idol of eternal spark.
How often have we as children walked hand in hand with our dreaming, shaping this tomorrow like a plaything of little meaning.
And yet again today in passing, we can give no proper sign of recognition until in the dust of death rejoining with that sense of being enchanted by the joys of simple childhood, where as masters of the flame, we must view entire forests as nothing more than firewood and keep ourselves in waiting for the coming of the winter, where the cold becomes the sinner and our body's warmth the saint.
In a distant sound, like a storm of thunder, our absent parents' voice is heard, recreating in an instant that eternal urge to join with them in the elements of their upper worlds.
Where this feeling of falling naturally occurs as the essence of being moves outward once more to merge on singing wings that turn the wind to words to lift up our body with unknown verbs that speak with action during times of birth, of people and places, and each one's own true worth. For yes, there are feelings that thoughts just will not express until after the myth of their origins has been laid to rest beneath a marker which contains this epitaph: here none shall enter, none shall pass, unless they can answer each question before it is asked.
Struck hard, the drumhead quivers. Up the hand of man a dying vibration delivers.
A new sense out of nowhere, who in nakedness shivers, waiting now as the gift is unwrapped from the givers. In the house of God, his children are restless. On the holy mountain, the temple valley is leaning. From the grave mound of future generations into this world, spirits are bleeding, weaving a blood trail of uneasy feeling into the fabric of everyday living. Through the sky, first light is still falling, striking the eye with the hope of recalling a promise whose workings open into the center of a being whose finest thoughts are like birds in the sky, turning and wheeling.